Mix 101.7, now joined in the Saturday morning huddle by East Sac County coach Eric McCullough, as they were in our featured area game of the week last night, coming up short at OABCIG 28-13. And coach, I did not print off your official stats, just going by what we had last night. Unofficially, 387 yards of offense, so nothing wrong there, but a couple of turnovers. You were unable to convert on short yardage situations a few times. Had a one of those turnovers in the end zone on fourth down after you had put a decent drive together the first series. Chances were definitely there.
They were, Ryan. You know, you kind of start looking things over, and you know, did a couple radio interviews last night. You kind of do those, but you go think about it over the night, and you get up this morning and start thinking about the game and really start replaying things in your head. And the last 2 weeks, we just kind of had those situations where, you know, we're able to move the ball, and you start taking a look at our stats compared to the other team, and you just start kind of wondering, where do we need to – it's hard to tell your kids, you know. Last night when we just controlled the line of scrimmage and we had 397 yards, of offense, over 300 yards of rushing offense, and you just kind of wonder what can go wrong, and or what else, you know, you got to have to do to keep from not putting those points on the board. And I think what you said, we got to eliminate. We had some crucial penalties at times. I believe we were 4 for 8 on fourth down conversions, and that's just something that. We never put the punt team on the field, so we felt like we were in positions to be able to take those chances. But when we can't kind of, you know, finish those type of drives, it does. It kind of weighs on you a little bit and ends up getting kind of away from you.
Well, you go 70 yards and score for the first time early in the second quarter. Jake Payson, who spelled Garrett Bruce, who had a little blood situation come up, finished off that drive with a 6-yard touchdown run.
Yeah, you know, for Jake, we've really seen some good things from him. He hasn't been healthy here the last week and a half, and we got him healthy this week. And to come out and have your first high school career carry, it'd be a touchdown. We were excited for him, and Jake's going to be a big player for us. It was just good to see him be able to get kind of spell Garrett once in a while.
And Garrett had another outstanding game, a well over 200 yards on the ground. They lead 14-7 at halftime, and penalty situation, they had zero penalties in the game. You guys, 7 cost you 45. There was one apparent penalty on them, a block in the back call that ended up getting picked up, which I know you point to as a big turning point, and also later in the second half, that 2nd and 28 conversion on a high snap, which they got 43 yards out of, wound up scoring. That was a real backbreaker for you, too.
It was. You know, and you go back those penalties, and it's hard. So the state of Iowa's desperate need of officials, and we have some really good officiating crews out there that do a fabulous job. But just sometimes you start kind of questioning some things that happen in a game, and it's right away. I mean, we're not able to go back and challenge calls or anything like that. It's live. They do the best they can, and in the situations that come up, just we maybe saw things a little bit different. And I tell you what, that Ladwig kid did a fabulous job last night, just making plays. His eyes were always downfield. I think he's definitely a special type of kid that just can hurt teams in situations like that. And the OABCIG staff did a great job with their offensive scheme. They had our defense guessing early, something we hadn't seen from all year, that empty, that 5 wide, and it took us a while to kind of adjust to it, but I thought our defense finally settled down, and we're doing the things through the game. We just need to start doing them a little quicker and a little bit cleaner.
And after they scored after that spectacular play, interception, the first play, your next drive, and they get a short field and score for the winning margin. Before we let you go, anything or anyone else you want to comment on?
You know, like you said, I thought Gary did a great job, but Our run game was tremendous, I thought, last night. We had over 300 yards rushing, Ryan, and then that comes down to those guys up front. They don't get a lot of recognition. And Reese Potthoff, Josh Hormont, Nick Curtis, Brandon Clare, Mason Drost, and Tyler Wright. They did a great job up front, and they were the ones we get in that huddle. And you know, we're thinking about maybe a little play action, you know. And there's like, coach, we're running the ball. And when you get in the huddle, they got that confidence, and they say we want to go here. They're into the game. I mean, you can just tell in their eyes they're ready to go, and everybody just, I thought, fought real hard to just keep ourselves in the game, and we just need to get some things to bounce our way once.
It was a good one, no doubt, but East Sac comes up short. OABCIG wins 28-13, and we'll see you again next week for the home opener. Ridgeview will be in town. We'll have it on Mix 101.7 and the video stream working as well next Friday. East Sac coach Eric McCullough, thanks a lot for the time. I know you're headed here to Storm Lake as we speak. Enjoy the Labor Day weekend.
You bet, Ryan. We got to go support my wife and the mom as she's running in that half marathon Storm Lake. So we appreciate Storm Lake, you guys doing that. Storm Lake Radio is fabulous doing that streaming. So doing a great job there. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Coach Eric McCullough of East Sac in the Saturday morning huddle.